Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you today on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Very special guest I've got with me, sitting with me today, Mary Devine from Mary Devine & Associates. And I'm going to speak to Mary more so on how does she find partners, what does she do with her partners, and give you a real insight to someone who's out there running their business every single day and through collaboration has really started to build a nice little business in just really a matter of a couple of years. So Mary, welcome along. Great to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's good to be on your podcast.
Very good. So let's start us off. Tell us a little bit about who is Mary and a little bit about Mary Devine & Associates.
So who is Mary? I used to work in corporate world as a marketing manager. I worked in both the UK and Australia. And at around this time last year, I decided to leave the corporate world and start my own business in an area that I was quite passionate about, which is about improving the world of work. I am now a human behavior specialist, focusing on helping business owners and or general managers, established businesses or businesses wanting to grow, that recognize that they need to focus on their internal teams to produce outstanding results for their clients and their business. So it's really focusing on cultural development and team development to get the best results. So the pain points really are around staff retention, productivity, engagement, customer service, and your brand experience as well. What happens inside is a direct reflection, is then directly reflected externally to the customers and the brand.
So. Fantastic. Yeah, lovely, lovely. So generally, you can't put something up on Facebook or on LinkedIn as an advertisement or on Google, because those sorts of people really aren't searching on those places to be able to find you popping up.
No, it's not like selling a pair of shoes, no.
Yeah, lovely.
Or buying a pair of shoes.
So collaboration and partnerships is really a big part then of how you get to be introduced to other people. So how do you go about getting doors open for you?
My business is built purely on relationships, referrals, partnerships. So that's my, I suppose, model in terms of growing my business. So it's about joining groups such as the Platinum Club and really putting some systems around building strong relationships. It's not just about going and finding someone and having a quick conversation and thinking that's it. It's about building long-term relationships. And in fact, it's something that I didn't really know how to do very well, and I've had to actually build the skills and learn how to do properly, how to nurture a good relationship, how to make it about others, how to help other people's businesses grow, and build really strong relationships with people that can easily recognize pain points that they can then refer onto you, businesses onto you, essentially.
Yeah, great, great. So being able to partner with and be able to work with other people who are around SMEs, other sorts of professionals, is obviously what you're always looking to be able to do. How do you know when you've found a good partner?
For me, it starts with having a really great, meaningful conversation, really getting an understanding of who the person you're sitting across from, what is their business, what is their business values, and really ensuring that you're aligned at that level. So it's not about who's your customer, who's mine, okay, perfect, let's get together. It's about really understanding that they want to help you and you want to help them and you are really aligned, values, beliefs, what you're wanting from a partner as well, to make sure that you're giving to each other. And it's not about you, it's about others.
Okay, so when you found your right partner, what are the steps you go through to enhance that relationship and get things to actually happen?
Yeah, very good question. I think the first step is really sort of building the trust and building the rapport with that partner and making sure that you're the right fit for each other. And then the second step from that, so you do have to meet up regularly and have really open, honest conversations. And make sure that you've got the same attitudes and aligned, as I said before. And then the second step is taking that and training each other or educating each other on how to find the right referral or how to open doors for each other, because it is different for everyone, and there's different cues and different questions and different pain points to look out for. And then the third step really is creating an action plan. Okay, so what are we going to do every day? What are we going to do every week? What are we going to do every month? Are we going to check in quarterly? Are we going to check in more regularly than that? What's going to work for the both of you to create a sustainable long-term relationship that's going to get the most for both of you?
Yeah, great, great. And there's some real key, easy 3 points. Rapport building, make sure that you're with the right people. Training, making sure that you both understand how to be able to help each other. And then being able to ensure that you have the ability to be able to do action plans. So it becomes really important that you follow those steps, as Mary's just outlined, because that's how you can get the most out of those particular partnerships that you're creating. Mm. Fantastic. So the sorts of people that you're looking to partner with, who are they?
I'm looking to partner with people who are already working with businesses, such as accountants or business coaches as well. People that are working with the type of people, my ideal clients, which are small to medium-sized businesses that are established and that are looking to grow. So any partner that will be able to add value to each other's customers. So whether or not that customer has a pain point or a problem within their business, as long as we can refer each other and recommend someone to help them with that solution, whether it's something that I'm delivering or my partner is delivering, as long as the client is happy at the end of the day. So it's other businesses for me, an ideal referral is businesses that are already in there helping the business owners where they can see that I can add value and vice versa.
Yep, brilliant, brilliant. So I'm going to get you in a moment just to give us 3 ways that you help your partners. But before we go into that there, it's really important when you're building these sorts of partnerships, and Mary's touched on this throughout this little podcast interview here, that you spend the time to be able to build the trust. So many people meet at networking events, they hand out cards, and then they wonder why doesn't things move any forward. Mm. Well, there is no relationship there. Mm. You're basing it on a piece of paper. Mm. And that piece of paper is not actually what is required for you to be able to start doing stuff with each other. So Mary, what are 3 ways that for your partners that you help them?
I suppose a big one for me is having a really meaningful conversation with the customer and the client in the first place. So it's not just about me going in and you know, kind of offering my services and leaving and that's it. I really care about the customer, so I have a lot more meaningful conversations, and therefore I can hear cues and points and pain points that I can go, I can help, I know someone who can help you with that, I'm going to connect you to, so you should have a conversation. So it's really being able to identify pain points that exist with beyond my services, I suppose, is a really key one and something that I've developed over the last year. Another way is also referring business partners to not potentially clients, but maybe it's a new door or a new industry or connecting them to someone who might be able to help them. So it's back to that. It's not my immediate group of networks or clients, but it's the bigger pond or the bigger circle that then can lead to other doors opening. I think that's really important as well, to kind of look beyond your immediate group of networks. And then the other thing I think for a really great business referral business partner is helping each other within the business. So what are you doing? What's working for you? What are you missing? Or, you know, brainstorming ideas with each other around marketing or potential new opportunities or collaboration opportunities or workshop opportunities that you can come together and work on or help with each other. Again, it's beyond just referring a contact. It's a lot more than that. And as you said, Michael, it takes time. It's not just a one-off conversation. It's let's build a proper relationship. And it's okay if you meet someone and you don't feel like you're going to be a good partner. That's okay. You know, they'll be a good partner for someone else, and it's really important you find the right people.
Brilliant. Very well said. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Great insights there. And really, with what Mary's been saying, work out how that works for you in your business. If you want to be able to connect with Mary, which I would suggest that you do, Mary Devine, D-E-V-I-N-E, on LinkedIn. MaryDevine.com.au is the website, but you'll also have that link at the bottom of this podcast. So I really suggest that if you're around the SMEs, connect with Mary, see what you can be able to do together, because that's someone who really does understand the value of partnerships and the value of being able to collaborate and two businesses grow through two minds being able to get together. As always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure you pop over to iTunes where you search for referral marketing. You will find all of our past podcasts sitting there. Feel free to be able to rate them. Feel free to be able to pop onto our website, referralmarketingguru.com.au. Check out the blogs, check out the videos, join the community on Facebook or LinkedIn, and we look forward to seeing you again shortly. Take care.
Thanks very much. Bye.